This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Detectives must approach every case with an open mind. They have to be observant, noting things that seem to have no connection to the crime at hand. You never know what small piece of evidence will lead you to the culprit. That philosophy came in pretty handy on a peculiar case in the files of Jones and Parker Detective Agency. A little mystery I like to call Big Trouble Under the Big Top.
It can't be a little mystery if it's big trouble, Em.
Thank you, Matthew. Anyway, it all started when my Uncle Max came to visit Odyssey.
Thanks for letting me tag along, Em. This is great. A whole weekend with fun ambulance and Joey's. Do you think we'll get a chance to work the hall?
Work the what? And who's Joey?
Haven't you done your research? There's a culture surrounding what your uncle does.
Emily!
Uncle Max! This is my friend Matthew.
Good to meet you, sir.
Well, there are no sirs here, my boy. Max will do. Now, come into the tent, both of you. Oh, I almost forgot. Emily. Matthew.
Yeah?
Welcome to the circus! Then, after the musical intro, I step into the ring and I say, "Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, prepare yourself for prodigious feats of high-flying spectacle, the majestic, death-defying flight of the Guanasi Trapezists!" And the crowd goes wild. The Guanasi perform flips and somersaults like they're doing right now.
Oh, wow. That looks pretty scary to me.
You know, I suppose it would be if they didn't have one thing.
What's that?
Trust. One lapse in concentration, one wrong move could be your last.
Esteban, how very philosophical. I was thinking of a safety net.
Are you an acrobat?
No. Esteban here is a master knife thrower. You haven't lived until you've seen his Wheel of Surprise.
What's the Wheel of Surprise?
Now that would be ruining the surprise.
Here are your knives, Mr. Esteban.
Duly sharpened, I hope.
Razor sharp.
Good. Thank you, Nina.
What was that?
It came from up there.
Zara, call Rugen down. It sounds like there's a problem with the trapeze.
Rugen, come down, quickly.
Uncle Max, the swing is breaking.
Rugen!
It was a pretty scary moment, but thanks to the safety net, no one was hurt. I could tell that all the performers were anxious, as if this wasn't the first incident of its kind. My mystery sensibilities were tingling. Uncle Max must have felt something too, because he called everyone together for a meeting.
Are these all the performers?
The elites, yes.
Elites? I never ran across that term.
Well, it's an unfortunate word that someone in our group, not sure who, came up with, to describe the class system between performers. The elites, the headliners, like Vizzini, our juggler over there, and Mabel, who's next to him. She does the big cats.
That's the lion tamer, Em.
Yeah, I got that.
And then there's Yellen and Rugen, the twin trapezists, and their older sister, Zara.
How is Rugen?
Oh, he's fine, thank God. One of the first things any trapezist learns is how to fall properly. And over there is Wesley, the human rocket. And of course, you met Esteban, the knife thrower.
Hey, where are the clowns?
Clowns aren't elites.
They are to me. Joeys are my favorite part of the circus.
Understandably so. But the two groups, they don't get along. The clowns keep to their own, same with the laborers. Excuse me. All right, everyone, let's settle down. Zara, what did you find out?
Someone sabotaged their equipment. The Shadowman strikes again, comrades.
You are certain it was sabotage?
I always check the rigging before practice. It was in perfect order. After Rugen fell, I checked again. One of the ropes was cut part way. There is no question someone did this on purpose.
Now, Zara, we can't know that for sure.
I have a thought that might help.
Well, what's that, Nina?
What if you added another performer? Had someone up on the platform with a trapezist who could keep an eye on the equipment? I could do that. We might even build surprise into the act. Say, if I pretend to fall off and Rugen swings by in time to save me?
The Gvinazzi Act works as it is, and the equipment should as well. We must bring this matter to police.
Ha! Why? Because they've been so helpful in the past?
Oh, police.
So, wait.
Not approve of
this sort of thing
of
has happened before?
Not exactly, but there have been other incidents that were equally curious.
Must someone die before the authorities have the proof they need?
Okay, here we go again with your...
This is ridiculous.
Okay,
wait a second.
Ridiculous.
First, the cage to the lions is left open. Then the ring of fire explodes, and the snake charmer's fellow performers get loose. Last week, the guy wire to the big top itself breaks. Someone is trying to shut down the circus.
Shut us down? No.
Yeah, but who would do that?
I say it's a Joey.
A Joey?
Oh, it wouldn't be. That's
don't
crazy.
Speak a nonsense.
Why is that nonsense?
No. We can't jump to conclusions. It's true that some very strange things have been happening lately, but... We can't start blaming each other.
I can't start blaming
each other.
Matthew and I might be able to help.
How could the children help
us? How could you be of help to us?
We're good at detective work. Maybe we could dig up a few clues and solve this case.
Is this what we resort to, calling upon little children for their help? You what? Two should go. This is family business after all.
Settle down. Emily. That is a very kind offer, but I'm afraid
it's all right, Uncle Max. I understand. I understand, for example, that you, Zara, isn't it?
Yes.
You've been in an accident. I'd say within the last year or so.
How could you know that?
You favor your right leg, even though you don't want anyone to notice. And you perform the easier stunts, although you're obviously a more skilled performer than your brothers.
Well,
and you, Mr. Vizzini, you're the juggler, but you're also a relationship juggler. You're close with the lion tamer lady next to you now, but you used to date the bearded lady in the corner. The two of you have been avoiding eye contact this whole time.
Good one, Emily.
He's got you there, Sini.
And it makes perfect sense that you're all as upset as you are. From everything I've read, the circus is like a family. And nothing hurts more than being betrayed by a family member.
Yeah.
I don't suppose it would harm anything to let them try.
They do seem capable.
All those agreed, then?
I say give the children a chance.
Clearly they know.
All right, then. The Jones and Parker Detective Agency is on the case. Mr. Esteban.
I'm always happy to be of help.
Great. So, have you seen anything suspicious? Anything out of the ordinary, for example?
I can't say that I have. There have been no accidents in my act. But what culprit would be foolish enough to mess with a knife thrower, eh?
Right.
What about the clowns? There's a lot of suspicion aimed at them.
That is ridiculous. There is a divide between the elites and the clowns. You might even call it a kind of a bigotry. But I can't believe the clowns had anything to do with this. No!
So, Zara, what do you know about the sabotage?
Nothing beyond being on the receiving end of the last attack. Higher, Yellen! Watch your shoulders! And Rugen, that twist is too early!
Has there been any pattern to the accidents?
What do I know of patterns? The culprit is someone who can slip in and out in the shadows all over the circus. But what do I know? I mind my own business. Stay quiet. Rugen! I said watch that twist! Noodles the clown. There's one to watch. He never talks. Always smiling. Or at least I think he's smiling.
Excuse me?
Yes?
You're Nina, right?
Yep. That's me. You clean up after the elephants? I thought you were Mr. Esteban's assistant.
I'm not officially his assistant, though I could be if he gave me a chance. I help out wherever I'm needed, really. Whatever little task the circus needs doing, I'm the girl. Watch where you're stepping. Oh, thanks. So, since you work with everybody, tell me, what's the deal with the clowns and the,
elites.
Right. I think of it as a family feud. The clowns are like the uncle you hope will come visit, and the elites are the cousins you hope stay away. The ones who think they're better than anyone else.
Sounds like you don't like the elites.
They're okay, but I prefer the fun uncle. So you don't think it's the clowns who are doing the sabotage? No, they're good people, down to earth. Noodles has been helping me put my own routine together. He's the only one who offered to help.
Somebody else mentioned Noodles. Do you know where we can find him?
Joey Tent, probably. He's pretty quiet, though. Always slipping in and out.
Yeah, so we've heard. Excuse me? Are you Noodles?
Me? Do I look like a noodle? Hardly. My name's Pockets. Know why they call me that? It's because of all my many, many, many...
Pockets. Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you kids enjoy candy?
Well...
Of course you do. Does a penguin like the tango? Here, I have some... somewhere here. Where did I put those jelly beans?
You may have heard about the accidents around here lately.
Yeah, but I don't know nothing about it. I keep my nose clean. Hammer, stapler.
Okay, do you know where Noodles is?
Triangle, kazoo. Haven't seen Noodles today. Good luck getting anything out of him when you do find him. He's a mime. Maybe he's hiding in some invisible box around here somewhere. Gingerbread house plunger.
You know, it's okay. Don't worry about the candy.
Are you sure? I've only got 12 pockets left.
By the end of the day, we had interviewed everyone even remotely connected to the circus. Everyone, that is, except for Noodles. A guy who seemed to make a point of staying out of sight. He didn't even show up at dinner, which raised a lot of questions. Had Noodles heard that Matthew and I were asking around about him? Was he purposely avoiding us? Could he really make balloon animals using nothing but his feet? Only more sleuthing would reveal the answers.
The show's starting, Anne. Now what?
We wait. And watch. According to Uncle Max, Noodles enters from back here in the, clown waiting area.
It's called Clown Alley.
Wait! I think that's him! The clown with the green wig and long shoes!
They all have green wigs and long shoes.
That's definitely Noodles. I recognize him from the pictures in the Joey tent.
Let's go talk to him.
Not yet. Let's watch from here for a second. It was obvious to my trained eye that Noodles looked suspicious. He kept glancing around nervously after the other clowns left. And he certainly looked the part of our saboteur. Once he made sure that no one was watching him, he reached behind the cannon and pulled out what looked like a bag. Then he walked briskly towards the trailers.
The backyard.
What?
They call that area the backyard.
Matthew, would you stop interrupting my narration? Anyway, we had a dilemma. If he'd sabotaged the cannon, we needed to let Uncle Max know before the act went on. But we also needed to find out where Noodles was going. The clowns were on stage, so we had a few minutes. We followed him to the trailers. We followed him to the backyard and watched as he went inside one of the other trailers. A trailer for the elites, mind you. Then we ran back to the cannon, but when we got there, it was...
gone!
Oh, no, you don't think...
And now, an act of unparalleled excitement. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Wesley, the human rocket!
Uh-oh. Now what? The cannon act is starting.
Get in that cannon, Wesley!
Emily, if Noodles was tinkering with that cannon...
I know! Where's the power cord?
There should be an electrical box somewhere backstage here, in case of emergency.
We'll find it! We need to power down that cannon.
Here it is. Okay, now, which is the right switch?
5! Whatever happened to counting down from 10? Hurry, Matthew!
I'm hurrying! These switches aren't labeled very well.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
I found it!
Turn it off!
Here goes!
You did it! Way to go, Matthew!
Anybody got a light?
No, that was the wrong switch. I just turned off the spotlight.
What?
Let's try that again.
No, wait! Uncle Max! What in the world?
Someone put firecrackers in the cannon.
Look at those colors! They're spectacular! Oh, Wesley, that trickster, he... finagled his way out of that one. Let's give it up for the not-so-fearless Wesley!
Someone spray him with water.
The rest of the show played out with no more incidents. Afterwards, Uncle Max called another meeting with everyone, including the clowns.
But first, Matthew and I decided to do a little more sleuthing. We split up. He checked the spot where we saw Noodles snooping around the cannon, and I went to investigate the trailer he snuck into. Afterwards, we met back up at the meeting.
Emily!
Matthew! What happened to your hand? Are you bleeding?
I'm fine. I cut my hand on a piece of metal on the cannon.
I hope you had a tetanus shot.
I found this.
A key?
What did you find?
Well, the trailer that Noodles went into, it was Esteban's trailer.
Really? Why would he go in there? You don't think he's planning to sabotage the knife-throwing act?
All right. Let everybody quiet down, please.
Enough is more than enough. Either these shenanigans are put to a halt or my brothers and I find another circus.
You're overreacting, Zara. I realize that our good friend Wesley will never celebrate another 4th of July sitting down. But he wasn't really hurt.
You know, maybe we should create a clown act with a small cannon and fireworks. The audience would eat it up. I'd love to do that.
I like the way you think, kiddo. Have a crowbar.
Enough with the silliness, Max. Are you going to do anything? If not, the Gwinazis are leaving. Yelen, Rugen, we go.
Zara, wait. I think I might be able to help.
You have suspect?
Actually, you're all technically suspects. But there's one person who can clear up a few things. Noodles the Clown.
Noodles! Noodles, are you here? I don't see him. Does anyone know where Noodles is?
Does anyone ever know where Noodles is?
Can I borrow someone's phone? We'll call him.
I've got one. In my pockets here. No, not that one. Oh, that's where my lava lamp went. Oh, silly me.
Matthew, why is Noodles under suspicion?
We saw him snooping around the cannon right before the act. Then he pulled something from behind it and went to Esteban's trailer.
This is true? Are you a part of this, Esteban?
Absolutely not.
Here it is. I'll call him.
Wait. Whose phone is that? Esteban, do you have Noodles' phone?
Of course he does, Uncle Max. And why wouldn't he? Esteban is Noodles.
I didn't see that coming.
Since Noodles is a mime, he never talks. If he had, everyone would have known that he's really Esteban.
Well, that's a fine pocket of fish.
Esteban? I don't understand.
I always wanted to be a clown. Comedy is much more difficult and spontaneous than a knife-throwing act.
So why did you not just be a clown? No one was holding a knife to your throat. See, I also have sense of humor.
My father, he wouldn't care of it. He was a knife thrower and his father was a knife thrower, so I became a knife thrower. But I did clown around on the side. I auditioned for Petey, the owner of the circus, who hired me on as Noodles and Esteban. We kept my identity secret in honor of my father.
Well, you sure pulled the wool over my eyes.
And mine. I had no idea.
Now that you all know, I must say one thing. These prejudices between the elites and the Joeys, it's foolishness. We are all important. We should be there for one another, because we are one circus family.
If you believe that, then why did you sabotage our acts? If we're all one family, why would you hurt us?
He didn't.
But I thought you said that he did.
I said he could clear a few things up, but he isn't the culprit.
What?
Thank you, Emily.
But you saw him by the cannon.
Yes, we did. We saw him taking something out, not putting anything in the cannon.
I hid the bag with a few of my things there. A spare clown nose, whistle, rubber chicken, and my keys. My Noodles costume doesn't have any pockets after all.
It's a trademark thing.
If this is true, we still don't know who's behind all this.
Actually, we do.
We do?
Yep. As Zara pointed out, Esteban didn't have a motive for the crimes. But someone here did. The owner of this key. Matthew found it beside the cannon.
But that must be Esteban's, from the bag he stashed by the cannon.
It is not mine.
This key has given the culprit access to every prop that has been tampered with, and to the fireworks that wound up in the cannon.
Let me see that. It's a master key.
Ooh. My guess is that only one person here needs a master key. Someone who helps out wherever they're needed.
Who?
Here's your key back, Nina.
Nina?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You aren't wearing your key ring on your belt tonight. And by the looks of that tear on your belt loop, I'm guessing you caught it on the ragged shard of metal on the cannon. Matthew can attest that it's sharp.
I'll need a tetanus shot.
Your keys must have scattered when they fell. And you missed one.
It's not my key.
The clues are right there all along. When you brought Esteban his knives, you said they were razor sharp. The tone in your voice was a little strange, I thought. And then the next thing we knew, the rope to the trapeze swing broke.
Cut by a sharp knife.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Then, after Rugen fell, someone said the culprit was trying to shut down the circus. Nina, you said that wasn't true, as if you knew the real reason. Which brings us to the next clue.
Motive.
Exactly. Uncle Max said that someone here came up with the term elites. That someone obviously was hurt that they couldn't be part of the group. Someone who felt excluded. It couldn't be Esteban, since he was an elite, and he wanted to be a clown.
Actually, I was a clown too.
Right. So who would feel excluded? Someone who wanted to be more involved but couldn't be, or wasn't invited to be. Someone who felt underused and underappreciated. Someone who had to have access to everything because she was a gopher for everyone.
Huh.
The only person that could be is you, Nina.
You're making no sense whatsoever.
Why would Nina sabotage her own circus?
Yes, why?
What better way to show that she was needed than to create a crisis that she could fix?
Exactly.
That is why after every accident you stepped up to suggest that you could help. Nina, how could you?
I didn't want to hurt anybody. I just wanted a chance to become more, to be a performer. But no one would listen.
Oh, Nina.
I resented you, Mr. Esteban. You wouldn't offer to make me a part of your act. I just wanted a chance, but I thought you were ignoring me. I didn't realize that you actually were helping me, as Noodles.
I helped you with your routine because you are talented.
But Nina, you jeopardized the safety of our family. You've got a lot to learn before you can ever become a performer.
I'm sorry. I understand if you want me to turn myself over to the authorities.
No, we don't abandon our own. The Gwinazis are forgiving you, but it will take time to be able to trust you, Golubushka.
I understand. How can I help you?
Show that we can trust you. Every performer here has to trust the people they work with. Without trust, the show can't go on.
I'm sorry, everyone. I know I messed up, but I'll prove myself to you. I promise.
Oh, a group hug, everybody. Get in here. Let's show this girl what a family really is.
And so, our colorful big top caper came to a close. It's a good feeling to close the book on a case, especially when people and relationships are made right.
Not bad work for a gilly.
A what?
An outsider. More circus culture.
Right. Anyway. Boys and girls, children of all ages, come one, come all, to the next exciting Jones and Parker mystery, Under the Big Top.
In today's episode, we saw how destructive a lack of trust can be. Zara blamed innocent people for problems they hadn't caused. Esteban pretended to be another person, and Nina betrayed her friends when she felt left out. Instead of suspicion and lies, our families and friendships should be built on loyalty and trust. As it says in Proverbs 3, don't let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. The next time you're tempted to have doubts about your friends, think about the trust they put in you. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Big Trouble Under the Big Top was written by Katie Wynn and Bob Hoos and directed by Nathan Hoopler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our ringmaster, executive producer, was Dave Arnold, and our cast included Christina Pacelli, Zach Callison, Greg Baldwin, Hani Critch, Eduardo Antonio Garcia, Hannah Duncan, and Greg Bissonette. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.